Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:02, and it is time to give away some tickets for Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's right.
Respect.
She's all mine, she's all mine. Cocaine. Digga, digga, doo. Calling 9 right now instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Eric Clapton at the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco on September 11th. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Live Nation. Down, down, digga, digga, down. This is the only song we're going to play from him this week, though. You want to see the slow hand? Call now, 800-400-3697. Nicholas is answering the phones for Human, who's out. And joining us here in the studio is the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend. It's Scott Capurro.
Yuzette, you're correct about the ironing. I was listening to that story on the way in. Military people do iron everything. Uh-huh. And when I used to live near Hamilton Air Force Base when it was active in Novato, all the kids from that base would come to school all starched and perfect. I always felt...
How funny.
I know, and other kids felt bad for them, and I thought, God, they look great.
Oh, really?
Look how perfect the little shorts are, and their little socks were all ironed. You could tell there was not a wrinkle on them. And as the day went on, they got dirty. I'm like, oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, their mommy worked so hard for that all
Well, they look so cute at 8:30 a.m., and now they're a little dusty mess.
415 says, I saw Scott at Hot Monk on Saturday, and he was hilarious.
I
met him after the show, and he couldn't have been nicer.
Oh, how sweet.
I charged them for that, though. But I'm still nice. Super nice.
Well, listen, you know, you don't work for free.
No, they got to do the girl. I almost threw my knee out doing that dancing thing just now. My left knee went.
Are you okay?
No, it's okay. It's fine. But it's like. Oh,
is that what that was?
Yeah, that's that popping sound.
No, the dancing.
Oh, that's
you call that dancing?
Well,
he was trying to floss. I was trying to teach him at my house last weekend. Or
I can't do it.
Yeah, you're right. You can't.
I can try though, Vinny. It's not progress. It's progress, not perfection. Sorry.
I put it on my story of Scott and Sarah doing the floss.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I'm gonna try more and Britney come boy. Back when I see you next time.
Well,
see
it. Rest that knee up. I don't want you to.
Yeah.
Oh, let's have a look at here's Scott
let's
doing.
See it.
It looks more like he's running.
I don't
in place.
Really
it's...
don't really rock, do I? But I can roll. Yeah, I almost did my little run in this morning. I was going to run. I should have done it because on the drive on the way, and I saw so many people running because it's going to be really warm today, so they're going to get done early.
Yes, nobody wants to run during the heat of the day.
Today's long run, so I got to do 8 miles.
Ugh. 8 miles? Why?
8 miles?
Why do you have to do? Well, you're not
going
to be able to do it now.
What are you training?
I know, I'm training to do a half marathon in July. I really want to do it.
Where? Wait, which one are you going to do?
It's not here. It's
that's what I figured.
When I'm on vacation in the UK.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
it's in South England along the coast.
Oh. What a way to spend a vacation.
I know. But it's been one of those things in my mind. Like, you must have a bucket list. Mine's, you know, learning French, playing the piano, and running a marathon. So this is one of my things I want to do.
But you're going to do a half and then continue
and
to pursue.
I'll see how that goes.
I want to do a half, but I have no... Like, I never want to do a marathon.
Oh, really?
Ever.
But it's, you've done them, I thought.
No.
Oh.
No, I've done 10Ks. 10K I could go do now. 10K is nothing.
Mm. What is that, like 7 miles?
6 miles.
6.2 miles.
Oh, well. Yeah. How precise.
But a half, that would be hard, and it's hard enough, and I'm down to do that.
Mm.
A whole marathon?
Mm. I know. I'm so slow, too.
No,
a marathon
thanks.
Would take me forever.
Yeah, four.
Yeah.
That's not even three. Four.
Four.
Something hours. That's too
but it's
long.
It's quite an accomplishment. And it's that kind of thing where you just,
agreed.
Let's just do it. Let's just do it and stop thinking about it. My whole adult life I've been worrying.
You know
wondering.
What's trippy? Is how many people have done it.
And a lot of them.
You'd think that it's such an impossible task, and you go out to a marathon and go, all these
There's
people are going to do
thousands of people
do
doing,
this?
I know. And people do
people.
Extreme runs now, too. These people
50.
Doing like runs in the desert doing 70 miles and stuff.
Yeah.
or baton runs where they're running with other people, but they're running for 3 days.
Oh, like overnights, uh-huh. Right.
Oh, my God. They just have to, what, get to the next pickup point?
They do. Yeah. And a lot
that's
of...
crazy.
Because I read a lot about older runners. There's not much literature about them because not many people run after the age of 40. But I'm just wondering how they do it. And a lot of people that run when they're older manage really well, much better than younger runners because their minds are a bit calmer and a bit settled in what they're doing. But this woman I've been reading about, she trains by putting her treadmill in a hot sauna. And running in there, so when she goes to the desert, it's like, feels nice and light.
Oh,
so she runs all her mileage indoors, for training outdoors.
Running, there's nothing more boring than running on a treadmill.
Yes,
if there's
you're
a
right.
TV attached to
yeah,
it,
yeah, you can watch.
Or
I was gonna
you
say,
can plug
put a movie
in,
on.
Music.
It's not bad.
If it's
like
to
it.
Watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the when I used to run at the Bay Club, the treadmills face the basketball court, so you can watch guys playing basketball.
Yeah, that's cool.
Fun. Yeah, that's
the one in Redwood Shores overlooks the pools.
Oh, nice.
And so
get a bit of outdoor sun.
Yeah, well,
people.
You'd get to watch the people.
Yeah.
It's fun.
If there's something to distract you, it is better. It's true, but I'm really enjoying just being outdoors and exercising. It's just great. It's so beautiful here. Running through the Presidio at 7 a.m. It's so beautiful.
It really is beautiful.
The birds and stuff. People with their dogs. People are nicer at 7 a.m. too.
Too bad you're always going on vacation.
I know. But that may stop. I'm trying to change things a little bit.
Oh, yeah? What's it changing to what?
Well, I really like it here, and I want to be here more. So.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh. Mm.
Does Edson know that?
Yes. We're having consultations about it. Mm. So, yeah. He's very quiet about it when I bring it up.
Yeah, because he just got his UK citizenship, didn't he?
And he's in adult education, so we have to find a way to get what we both want at the same time. Mm. We'll figure it out, I think. Yeah,
sure. Well, you'll figure it out. You'll spend a lot more time on vacation.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that is, but yeah,
in the UK.
Oh, right, that's right. Yeah.
This is where you live.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I like to work. I mean, comics, we all work internationally. I was just with some guys at the Punchline, and everyone was talking about how much they travel. It's just how it is. You can't get around it. There's no way, you know?
That is true.
I mean, do you miss any of that? Because you used to be, years ago, before you did all this, you were in a band.
Yeah.
Did you travel a lot?
Yeah, but I wasn't it wasn't like my lifelong thing, you know? I actually found it exhausting.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't enjoy anything about it?
Oh, no. I enjoyed it, but I was young and...
Yeah.
Young.
Doing all kinds of stuff. Up to no good. And it was only for a couple of years. And then I got into radio. But, you know, you're fairly nomadic at the beginning of your radio career, too.
Yeah.
Like, I lived in 10 different places.
I like
now
the idea
here
of just.
I am still I like, here.
But it's fun to kind of. I mean, even in the Bay Area, when you go to a place like Novato to play Hot Monk, it's great. Even in Novato, people have their own little tiny local issues that they want you to make fun of.
Oh.
So people come up to me or send me text or something. Will you make fun of it? You know, this my school and these kids.
Oh.
And I know. So if you just mention it, it's fun to do that. Like if I 10
and so
minutes,
you do it.
I do 10 minutes before the show. I mean, I used to do a show where I'd send out little questionnaires to people waiting in line and say, "What are your issues? What are your local issues, or what are your relationship problems?"
Oh.
And they would fill them out and send them back, and I'd have about 5 minutes to cipher through them and choose the ones I thought were funny and write a joke or two about them.
Hmm.
It's really fun to do. And they're extremely appreciative because people don't want to feel like they're watching a seminar. They want to feel like they're involved in what's going on.
Right.
You know? So it's great. Can you make fun of Cindy? Because her office, they served cupcakes last week and she threw up and it was really funny when she threw up at the cupcake. So, you know, all that. Whatever.
And what's not funny about throwing up?
Hilarious. Right. My husband does it almost every weekend.
Because
we go out, like this last weekend, we went and saw two different venues and I had three shows. So all these people are buying us food or sending Easter food backstage or whatever. And he eats all of it. I'm like, honey, don't order off the menu and then eat the Reese's peanut butter cup Easter, you know, eggs as good as they are. Those are the best ones. And they're so chewy
good.
And so delicious.
Are you talking about the Cadbury ones?
They're good. I like the dark chocolate Cadbury ones. Mm. They're so, they're good. They're not too sweet. But then we get in the car to drive home, and he's like, come on, you have to pull over. Are you thirsty? No, come on. And then doors barely open.
Okay.
And he's so loud when he vomits. And
there
all
are people
the,
who yell through the whole
my
vomiting
God.
Process.
Oh, the Parmesan chicken comes up.
Oh,
and
my God. Please stop. That's enough.
I know.
People are eating their breakfast.
I know. And it's just because he just gets involved in all of it, you know. Mm. Like, I'm working, so I don't really But he's
but
back
plus
there.
You're so thin. I mean, you don't have room for anything.
You guys say that, but I've actually got a belly. I appreciate you selling it. Thank you. But it's because you're so
stand
stationary.
Up and show the
no, you're stationary.
Yeah, yeah show
look,
the belly.
I do. Look, I have a belly.
Oh, you are awful.
Look, it's yeah, yeah, yeah. It is.
Whatever.
Let me see. Turn around. Show you're ridiculous.
I know. Do. It's
oh my god.
Red.
You look like you're starving.
He just.
Scott.
Yeah, no. He actually looks emaciated.
Why don't you eat a cheeseburger, man?
You know we did. That's what we did. That's why he threw up. Thank you. He's at on Saturday after Hot Monk. We had dinner there, but early, and so then we went to leave. It's like 11 o'clock, and we rented a hotel room up there just to stay. And,
oh.
Yeah, it was fun. And we're like, oh, we're starving. So we went to In-N-Out. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I went yesterday. I got a triple.
Oh, you
triple?
Did? Oh, my
so
God.
Good.
Wow. I do love three In-N-Out.
Fat burger. And it took forever because they make them fresh. It's really good. And the fries are not greasy. Shoved it in. Mmm, grilled onions.
You
come
get
on.
Did you get a shake,
nice
too?
Nice.
Didn't have a shake.
I love the shakes. Mm, I want the whole thing. If I'm going to go to In-N-Out, I'm going all the way to In-N-Out.
I've got to say, it was a party in there in Petaluma, In-N-Out, like Rohnert Park, I think, at midnight.
Sure.
It rocked. All the kids working there.
It rocked.
Well, the kids are in high school working there, and they're really cute, you know, with their braces and their weird piercings. And young people come in, like, waving over the counter, like, hey, hey. They're laughing. But they move so fast, those In-N-Out workers. They really...
You got to get those burgers
They're
out.
Highly skilled French fry makers. And we shoved. We so good.
You in the car? You in the car?
No, we never in the car. And then, never. The car's been detailed. And we got back. He tries, and I put those peanut shells away. I find peanut shells in his socks and his shirt because he's trying to hide them from me in the car when he's eating them. But then, then we got back to the hotel room and I'm in bed. I'm so tired. The In-N-Out's coming up.
All right.
I know.
Why does he barf so much?
Because he's got a very sensitive stomach. He does.
That's ridiculous.
But I'm like, honey, you know what you're like. Why do you do every
is
time?
He doing, is he like doing too? Because he is pretty thin right now.
Oh, no, he's fat.
Oh, no.
Yes, he's fat.
No, he's not.
He's so fat. Don't tell him I said that.
Well,
be
maybe
really
compared
hurt.
To you.
Well, no, again, I'm jiggly, but thank you, Zet. I appreciate that.
Jiggly.
But
he can move his skin on his body, and he thinks it's jiggly.
My muscle and my bone are not clenching enough. That's what I need them to do. I need them to clench more. But anyway,
did he tell you that?
No, he's chunky. But he'll be fine.
He's not chunky.
I'm going to starve him. I'm going to starve him.
Well, sure,
he's
not you are 60, bark. Scott.
Thank you, Zet.
You're 60?
No, I'm 56. By the way... And I'm determined to, try to keep.
We met you. You're 34.
Oh my
god! And you
god,
guys were 30.
Dude.
And I thought you.
I think Vinny was like 28.
I know, and I thought you were so old for the radio. I thought, what are these old people doing?
What?
No, I wanted to be with young people on the radio. I wanted to build an audience. But why am I with these old married people on the air? Well, not you. You were still so skinny. Anyways, I just thought.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Oh god.
I know. Do you remember that torso you had made of yourself? Someone had made a copy.
It wasn't a torso.
It was my butt.
It was. So
it
great.
Was just his like from his belly button to his upper thigh.
Yeah,
the lucky
it was great.
Butt.
The lucky butt.
Mm. It was my butt cheeks.
Fantastic.
We mounted it.
Yeah.
On a plaque.
You didn't mount it. My uncle Bill did.
No, but it was mounted.
Yeah.
Your uncle. That's nice that your uncle
I
Bill took care of it that way.
That.
You
yeah,
mounted
I did.
It.
Very sweet.
Lovely.
But yeah. But anyway, look. We're all here and we're all doing great, right? No, you look great. You all look great.
Yeah.
You too. I'm really proud of what you've created here.
Are you?
Yeah.
Thanks, Scott.
It's working
That's
out
really
for you,
is.
Isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is.
You know.
What?
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
How supportive we are of each other. It's
supportive
beautiful.
Satellites.
But it was interesting watching you shove in those Oreos in the other room.
Oh, my God. I love Oreos. There's Game of Thrones Oreos.
Yeah, the best
and
kind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, if they were regular Oreos, I wouldn't have had 12 of them. But
I've only seen the first episode of the new season.
You've only seen the first one?
Yeah.
What is the matter with you?
I know.
The second episode was
busy.
Epic.
I know. I love the show. But it seems so pauperish. It was weird, that first episode. I was like, oh, this is a bit...
Oh, I thought it was great.
Really?
I'm into it. This next episode, I think, is 100... an hour and 8 minutes.
Oh, great.
68 minutes. Or longer,
or
maybe.
83 minutes?
Yeah.
Someone, you know, our lovely listeners sent us a schedule of the shows.
Right.
Can
and
you
all the...
please resend?
You know what, though? The episode that aired this past Sunday, it said it was going to be 68 minutes, and it was only 58 minutes.
Oh.
It was like 10 minutes extras that they tack on the end there.
That's
I'm like,
correct.
That is not right.
Did you do you watch for the family? Is it a family thing? You
guys we do. My brother and sister-in-law and Hooman.
God, they never go away. Those two are always there. They never leave you alone. They're like bodyguards.
Well, they live right by us.
They sure do. And then they make you know that every minute of the day, don't they? Hey! You're like...
Don't make fun of them. They love you.
I love them.
No, you don't seem to.
I do. I love your brother. I think your sister-in-law, I think she's one of the funniest people I know. She's such a dry sense of humor.
She's very dry, and she has to be. And she's quiet because my brother's so loud.
No, I know.
So wants to be funny. And
he wants to be a stand-up comic, doesn't he? Is that what he's shooting for?
He wants to be, but he says he doesn't have the balls to ever try.
Why doesn't he just open for me at a show? Why is he just
Why don't you ask him that?
Well, I don't want to make him feel pressured anymore.
He would die. Like,
really?
As in, I'm not saying
die
he's dying
stage,
to do
mean,
it.
Be
he
terrible.
Would die before he even got to stage because he's so in his own head all the time thinking about how he can't do stuff. So.
Right. Is he his own worst enemy?
Yes. He would torture himself to death if he knew he had a gig coming up.
He'd torture you with the jokes.
He'd torture everyone with everything, and he'd wind up torturing himself to death.
He'd be in the kitchen with you every day trying jokes when you got home from work.
That would be no different than all the other days.
Right.
Every single day he comes over and says, okay, I have
Will
a
you
new
tell
setup
me,
for a joke.
Does he have any good jokes?
Be
honest, Sarah.
I really like his humor, but I grew up with him. So I get where he's coming from with certain things.
Right.
But I see other people's reactions to his jokes, and they don't get them.
It's tumbleweeds. It's tumbleweeds when he tells a joke, right? It's tumbleweeds.
Kinda. Yeah. Little crickets.
So you're telling me to not hire him? You're discouraging me from
no,
hiring
him? No, he has his moments.
He
really?
Does, absolutely. Yeah, but,
absolutely.
But
Brynn, do you think
it's
you're
not
funny?
Planned out.
Come on, not really. I'm not.
Well, then why am I asking you? She's the funny one. Shut up.
So, no, I know when somebody's funny. I laugh at things.
Not
I think
really.
I'm funny.
You kind of laugh in a sarcastic way. You go,
that's not true.
You do. You're very ironic, and Vinny never laughs. He's on the screen right now. But Yuzette, I trust, because Yuzette will be honest with me. She'll be like,
I am honest. Every laugh that comes out of my mouth is very honest.
She
I
saw
always
the
feel
Rebel
like
City
I'm
show,
funny if
she,
I make Yuzette that laugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because she won't. She just goes, ugh, if she hates the joke.
Right.
Yeah. She will give me that look of derision where I'm like, oh, well, try again, Sarah.
Or I like that she'll say, can we move on? She says that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I'm done with that.
Yeah, can we move on?
Okay,
yeah.
Enough
when
that.
I'm really not interested, I say, what happened at the end?
Move on. Car crash. Get to the car crash. So, yeah.
So that's it for you.
No.
After this... Yeah, don't
hire him.
You go ahead, do it.
Maybe her. Get the sister-in-law on stage.
Oh my God,
she could talk about him.
Then my brother would really be upset.
I like working with girls.
But I'm the funny one.
No, but girls are good because they tune an audience's ear a little bit differently. So when I come on stage, they're used to hearing something different. Because most comics are middle class white guys talking about their experience, and then a woman walks on the audience and says, "Oh, this is different." And then they're ready for me when I come on. That's great.
Hey, you're
Scott,
really different.
Yes.
Who was her name? Clara, that opened for you?
Clara. Free Will? Yeah, Clara Bell. She's great, right?
Like that's her name, Clara Bell.
Well, it's Bijil is her French, but she pronounces it. Bell, because
I loved her. She was great.
Yeah.
So she's local?
She is now. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
she,
maybe you need to look into that. We need more people to replace Scott when he goes on vacation.
Yeah, especially a woman.
Should I tell her to give you a call?
I'd love to bring in a woman.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah. She was just at, where was she this weekend? At that club in Redwood City. What's the one? What's it called?
Not Free Will.
Roosters. No, she's at Roosters.
Okay.
Yeah, and she did a whole weekend there. She really
Give her my
it.
Email.
I will do. That's great. Thanks, Suzette. I'll let her know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's really sweet. Super sweet. Really
You'll come
nice.
Back. We'll have our friend Rudy and our friend Clarabelle.
See? Oh. Good. No, the more comedy, the better. Rudy's so funny, and it's just great. It spreads the word. It gets people more excited about it.
Yeah.
Right? It was really fun on his thing.
Oh my God. That was such a fun morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a great day.
Right. A bunch of different people.
I know Vinny didn't like it, but I think everyone
Vinny
else did.
Loved it. I actually think he liked it. We had a couple very little exchanges between the two of us.
All right. Who's a skinny redheaded friend of yours? That skinny redheaded friend. The pale, skinny redheaded one.
Billy?
Is that his name, Billy? It's not red, but reddish hair.
I don't know. Well, whatever. There
was the
Billy
two
and Jason
there was the
were there.
The
Not the
one.
Big one, little one.
That's Billy.
He looked at me so menacingly.
Menacing?
I know.
Did?
Like he was jealous of me or something.
Oh.
Think
so.
Just that he requires your attention at all times.
Oh.
I think.
No,
yeah, no, that he really likes your
He's got focus. He's got an intense look. He's the guy, when I told this story to you one time before, we were on the beach. We accidentally had taken LSD. Kids, it was an accident. We didn't mean to.
Right.
But he's the guy who all this seaweed had been piled up on the beach and it was starting to move and I was getting scared.
Yeah.
And then he started to get that intense look on his face that and I just took off running.
Yeah.
I just ran and ran. I had to get away from him. I grabbed my skateboard
and
I ran away.
Right. He's killed somebody, right? Has he
I don't think he has,
no,
but
he's bare hands, he's
he enjoys that intensity thing.
Yeah, putting people off a little bit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
So I can imagine you were on LSD that morning too, right?
I was, yeah. Right. I've only done LSD a few times, and it's wrong, kids. Don't do it. But I did it.
I would never do that.
I know.
I'm like, I'll try most things, but that
really?
Seems like no thanks.
It is too much.
We drank carob milk because we couldn't get anything else to get it. I know. We stopped in Woodacre and bought some carob milk.
It's like really chalky, right?
Oh,
carob
really,
milk?
Yeah.
It's like,
seriously. It's like, it's feces, basically, liquid feces. And we couldn't get anything else. We stopped at some hippie market in Woodacre and drove out to the beach. And we're in Simpson Beach laying down. And then I felt like I was floating, and I look over at my friends, and they had two guys with like that look that you're talking about, like, and we tried to walk along the sand, but we felt like we were falling in the ocean. So we got in their car stupidly and drove back to one of their houses in San Anselmo, and they're lifting me out. I'm all over the driveway, and then the family comes out. I think it was a holiday because we used to do that on holiday, and they're watching us like, what have you guys done?
I don't know.
I'm just shooting carob milk out of my mouth like a carob milk waterfall.
What is with the throwing up
this morning? I don't know. A lot of throwing up. I still can't eat carob. I wish I could because a lot of people like it. It's a chocolate substitute, I guess.
Yeah.
But there is no substitute for chocolate. Let's face it. There is no. There's nothing. Chocolate is just delicious. Just. Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, I
guess that it's for the best that you're leaving because of all the like. This is like a goodbye show with
it
all the
feels
barfing.
That way.
And
I came in that
the finality.
I came
of
in
it.
To talk to you about other things, and I forgot what it was. Oh, the ironing. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You guys don't like ironing?
I actually don't mind ironing.
It's so fun.
The ironing that I do, but I hate ironing clothes.
Oh really?
Yeah, well,
what do you mean the ironing you do?
I have to iron fabric like constantly.
Oh, for your job.
Yes, for my job here at my purse-making company.
I love ironing shirts because I like the way they look on people. When you put that crease along the sleeve, that sharp, sharp crease, I think it's so sexy. It's so beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah. There's this guy that comes from my yoga that...
Okay.
Yeah.
So, on
so
Saturday night...
So interesting for you to say it that way.
Why?
Just to say it's so sexy on a guy.
Yeah,
like
it
is. Nothing occurs to me.
I think when men are well groomed, it's very sexy. Like they can. It just means they can take care of themselves. But
well,
when
that's why you look so nice and.
Oh, that's sweet of you. But when they have nicely groomed nails and they're all like put together and they're sharp, I just think it's really hot. Mm. Yeah.
Are you able to look at yourself and say I look sexy today?
You know, I think there was a time when I could look at myself in a photo about 20 in my mid to late 30s and think, oh, I look all right. You know, I do me. But now I just see a photo of myself. Like,
well, no, but what I'm saying is I might be able to say I look all right or I even look good today.
Yeah.
But I would never say, oh, I look sexy in those pants.
I look completely doable in
like,
those pants.
Sexy and looking good are two different things.
There was a period in my late 30s around the time when I probably was first doing your show that I thought
too
I was
sexy.
I thought I was
pants, too sexy. For
I thought I looked
show.
Good, but then that all went away. It lasted for a year.
And then you tell stories about barfing, and you get less
exactly.
sexier every
I think
minute.
I read in a magazine too that men's best time is their mid to late 30s, and I believed it. So I'm like yeah, I'm on fire. And then I hit 40. People were like, oh, you're 40. And then it was all downhill from there. Yeah. And then social media happened and people started posting their photos of themselves and they were 25. And I started trying to meet people online. And like, yeah, I don't do anyone over 30. I'm like, oh, yeah, me neither. And then it just got and then it got desperate. And then it's been desperation ever since. Yeah. But yeah, for a little while, you must have had a period where you thought, look at me.
When
you had your butt molded
I'm saying,
into a sculpture,
I can
you
say
knew that
I look good.
Yes.
I'm not, but I don't associate that with sexy.
But
I
when you had your butt molded, come on.
I
your butt mold?
Do you look at
we
guys...
We did the butt mold because his butt was so tiny.
Oh, right.
Hold on.
But
do you look at guys and see them... yeah,
as sexy,
have.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes
sexy.
Or no, sexy.
Sure.
Cute. Mm-hmm.
You
I
do
mean,
too?
All different
yeah.
things.
Of course.
Yeah. But sometimes, yeah, like there's this captain on the new Star Trek Discovery, Captain
uh-huh.
Pike. Dude, that guy's sexy.
Yeah.
Like he's not particularly great looking. I'm like, oh.
He
man.
Is sexy, though.
Let's
I watched
turn the
that
lights
episode.
Down low.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's talk to me about, let's engage, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sure. Engage.
Yeah.
Number one.
You don't.
You know, I'm sure it's just. Like, and I'm probably sounding like a flaming hetero right now. I'm not trying to be that way. I just mean that it's interesting the way you describe, like, oh, that line, the iron shirt is sexy. I just don't think of it.
I remember I was on a plane flying to and from Italy. I was getting my Italian citizenship, and I was living there for a while. And it was a late night flight. I remember I was really tired, and the plane was packed to Milan. And I looked across the aisle, and there's this Italian guy next to me, tall, olive skinned, beautiful black curly hair. He had a beautiful case, probably his you know, mid to late 30s. And he wasn't wearing socks, and he had loafers on, like beautiful brown Italian loafers. And he took them off, and I could, and his feet smelled a bit, and I could smell his feet from across the aisle. I thought,
oh, that's hideous. That was good. Like,
just a
I
little
can smell
bit.
Your feet. Put our back
no,
on.
But I could also smell his cologne. And I just could smell him. And he was so okay. attractive. And all his right. shoes were so pretty.
Well, you are sounding not like a flaming
oh,
heterosexual
come on.
Right now.
That was,
all right,
no,
listen.
Never. No. You like John smells. And John smells sometimes.
No.
Oh,
John,
he does.
John
yeah.
smells good.
No, I mean, that's what I mean. You can smell him.
Nope, no, I can't.
How come you never have a smell? It's weird.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't move much.
You don't put. I mean, when, girls like use that always smells.
Okay,
nice.
I'm gonna wrap this up.
You don't do perfume
now,
or anything.
No, I don't like.
Why
perfume.
Not?
Because I'm super sensitive to smells. I don't want any smells.
Really? Nothing?
Yeah, I can barely.
I guess
stand
in here
so.
It'd be too much, right? In the studio, all locked in together.
Well, remember that one time Edson came over? He had some cologne on. I'm like, oh my god, you're making my eyes water. Like I, you're.
Yeah, he always smells good.
Put this shirt on.
Yeah.
Oh, you made him change?
I gave him a big sweatshirt to put on. I'm like, I
she
can't,
did, yeah.
I cannot,
yeah.
I just couldn't take it. It was so strong.
Yeah.
I felt bad,
you know,
but I'm like,
but
I can't, I gotta, it's my house, I can't be here.
Chubby really? Guys have to, chubby guys have to smell good or else, you know, people don't want them around.
Okay, oh. Here we go, wrapping it up. This Friday, you
it's
are,
the
these are the final two shows
yes.
you're doing here in the States
yes.
before you go back on vacation.
Yes.
April 26th, that's this Friday, Hop Dogma Brewing
Woo!
Company, Half Moon Bay, California.
You gotta come to that one. It's really fun, Vinny. You gotta come to that.
Where is this?
It's in
Half Moon Bay.
Half Bum Bay, as my husband calls it.
Half Bum Bay.
Half Bum Bay. Come on. You be back.
And on the 27th, you're in Vallejo
yes.
at the Empress Theater.
You know the Half Bum Bay show? You guys did a live show there once.
Oh, that's the same place?
Yeah, it's the same. It's great.
Oh.
Yeah, they've redone it. It's really nice.
Yeah, that's a really nice place.
Yeah.
Okay, so hit the road, Jack,
oh.
and we'll see you when you come back. When?
Stop.
No more barking. When are you coming back?
September, I think.
All right.
See you then.
Bye.
Love you. Thank you. Thank you.
Scott Capurro, everybody.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thanks again to Scott Capurro. He is playing Friday night at Hop Dogma Brewing Company in Half Moon Bay. And on Saturday night at the Empress Theater in Vallejo, California. And then he's back off to England.
What a fantastic mind. Brilliant.
Why'd you say that?
I like him. He's smart, funny, charming.
Scott Capurro.
Handsome.
All day, every day.
Skinny.
I know. Oh, God, he's perfect.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Organic Coup. Come by the Organic Coup tomorrow, April 24th. Yep, that's right. For their BOGO in
BOGO.
San Francisco or Oakland. Stop by. Is that right? B-O-G-O,
uh-huh.
right?
Yep.
For their BOGO.
That's got to be a buy one, get one.
Mm-hmm.
In San Francisco or Oakland. Oh, really?
Right? Isn't that what a BOGO is? A buy one, get one free?
I don't know that.
A BOGO.
I'm glad you helped me there. Come by the Organic Coup tomorrow, April 24th, for their BOGO in San Francisco or Oakland. Stop by and bring a friend for a buy one, get one free sandwich or wrap.
Nice.
At the Organic Coup.
Bring a friend. We like the Organic Coup.
No amount of begging, though, has brought food to
no,
us.
No, we have
apparently really. They don't like us.
No. Come on, Organic Coup, like us. Bring us some food. I did see a post from them that we got tagged in.
Oh, I saw that too.
For their hot tots.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, oh, get some love on Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, really?
Make sure you mention them and get your free hot tots.
Nice.
I got a French fry story in the news.
Oh, a French fry story. Oh.
I'm not moving it up, though. I need to do this one first.
Okay.
Sharks play tonight, everyone.
Sharks,
playoff
go,
hockey.
Sharks,
it's
go,
game
sharks.
Seven. It's a home game. Winner moves on. Loser moves home.
Moves out.
Moves out, right. 7 p.m. Game time. Go
and
Sharks.
At home, come on.
Yeah. San Jose is
going to be unbelievable battle back. I will be so excited for them coming back from a 3-1 deficit. Incredible.
I love when everybody's out at the restaurants and the bars and you can tell it's getting close to game time and everyone's walk into this. It's great. So fun.
A sea of teal.
Big energy.
Yeah.
So
I love teal.
This next story is shocking, actually. A guy named Jacques Bloxham.
Jacques Bloxham.
Was in the Apple Store in Walnut Creek over the weekend.
Yeah.
In the afternoon on Sunday, and had placed a camera on top of one of his shoes and was looking up a little girl's dress when the father witnessed it and told him to stop. The guy took off running, but officers caught him shortly afterward. A search revealed that more cameras, recording devices, including the one that was on his shoe.
Oh, my God.
He's been arrested on suspicion of using a camera device to secretly record the undergarments of someone and annoying or molesting a child under 18 years old.
Mm. Jock blocks him.
You would think, like, you figure an Apple Store, really?
Mm. I guess he's probably just wandering around everywhere. Probably. Looking for someone with a skirt on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ugh. Gross.
Dudes, what's wrong with you? Jock blocks him.
I would make a joke, but there's really no...
Nothing funny about it.
Yeah. There's a lot wrong with us, but that's wronger than...
Yeah. That's a guy who gave into the wrongness.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Let me see here. Move some stuff on top of my pile like a dingbat. Oh, here's the French fries one. A food writer for a website, UpRocks, just ranked 8 types of fries from best to worst. The rankings are just people's opinions, so you can, you know, speak for yourself if you like. Is there
I wanna
a
hear
best
your,
fry?
Yes, the best fry is, hands down, a fresh, good batch from McDonald's. That is the best fry.
I agree. I like those, too.
But they can also be horrible. You can get a soggy batch or an older batch. Second to that, I like the In-N-Out fry. I really like it. Some people are not crazy
Most
for it.
Most people don't.
Yeah, I love the In-N-Out fry.
You do like... I like seeing them just... run a potato through the cutter.
Yeah, well, I know it's fresh, and they have a certain taste to them that I think is, I just have never tasted it anywhere else. And the consistency of them is always really good. So but McDonald's with the right amount of salt, just perfect, crispy, fresh out of the fryer. Come on.
The number one fry is a curly fry. They're not even naming the place where you'd go to get it.
It's a curly fry.
Where do you get a curly fry?
I don't even know.
Is that an Arby's thing?
I wouldn't bother with a curly fry.
I don't know. I get one. Burger 101 by my house makes curly fries, and
they
really like them. Mm-hmm. How about, is a waffle fry on there?
Waffles two.
Waffle fries are good.
I like the plain old shoestring.
Shoestrings three.
Oh.
There you go. That's what that's called, huh?
And then what, like a beefcake? What are those called?
Steak.
Dinner flies?
Steak fries,
crinkle cut, wedges, sweet potato.
Oh, I love sweet potato fries.
They don't have tots there. Is tot a fry?
Oh, does it count? Maybe it doesn't
count
as one.
Maybe it's just a potato.
I like the tot. We'll make those at home. You get the bag at the Whole Foods and just make tots and a burger. Done.
And kids love tots.
Oh, yeah.
You can get hot tots at the Organic Coup. I don't know if you guys know that.
That's right.
Speaking of McDonald's, they've just announced, late last week, they announced they're going to be killing off their signature crafted burgers because no one goes to McDonald's for...
Just give me my burger.
More expensive signature crafted burgers.
I didn't even know they had crafted.
Well,
they have,
apparently that's the problem.
I'll get the chicken sandwich there. I want to say that's one of the signature things. They're like a crispy chicken sandwich. I always get that.
Oh,
if I go to McDonald's, yeah.
When's the last time you went to a Mickey D's?
When we went to Tahoe.
Oh.
Yeah. We were on the way up. Everyone
got
was
it.
Like, we're going to have lunch. I'm like, great, McDonald's right there. I want one of those crispy chicken sandwiches.
On Friday.
They're delicious.
And was it?
It was. It was good.
Why'd you just turn into Village? Was he there?
It was just so good.
Oh, all right. On Friday night, a man broke into a jewelry warehouse in Chamblee, Georgia, and stole $100,000 worth of rings.
Oh.
And the surveillance... What is that sound?
What sound?
You don't hear it?
It sounded like someone's phone.
Like a xylophone.
Yeah. Someone's ringer.
That is when we get a text message.
That's correct.
And I think it might be coming from my thing over here. Let me turn that
Sometimes off. Sometimes
it is. I turned
Sometimes
it off.
Sometimes it's bleeding through mine.
When I turn that off, also the little buzzing sound went away.
Oh.
It's so much...
Oh, it's so quiet.
Listen.
Yep.
No, it didn't. It didn't affect.
I'm not hearing it now.
Yeah, me either.
But it's quiet.
The text message was: Jack in the Box has curly fries.
Oh,
God. Maybe
I got one of those right by my house, and I've never been to it. I've lived there for 5. Yeah.
I don't know what do they have there that's so great.
I don't know.
Is it just a burger place?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Yeah, a lot of people like their greasy ass tacos.
Oh.
Two for a dollar.
Is that what it is?
Used to be when I went.
Olden days.
Anyway, while this guy was stealing $100,000 worth of rings, surveillance cameras caught him wearing a t-shirt that said, "Be a good human." They're trying to track him down now. You want to hear something funny?
Yes.
So I got the ring that I'm going to wear when I'm a married guy.
Yes.
And it's put away. And then on Saturday night, I think I put it on to just see what it was like to live like it with it on. And I slept with it. And then I woke up with it. And I couldn't get it off. I was all, oh, no.
Oh, no. Your finger swelled up.
I swelled up. I did get it off after a minute. I got up, walked around a little bit, and came off.
We swell up a little bit when we sleep.
I think so.
Yeah.
It was neat, though. It's weird. I'm still tripping on it.
You'll get used to it.
You liked it?
I mean, I always wear mine.
Yeah.
John can't get his off at all.
But this, I'm not wearing this ring today. I forgot. But usually I take this one off at night because this hand swells up. Well, this one doesn't.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know because I'm right-handed. I use it more. I don't know what the deal is.
Rings.
Yeah.
I do like rings. I wish I had a ring that I really liked.
Well, you wore your Nana's ring for a long time.
I did.
And then what happened to that?
It was just getting all beat up. I just decided not to wear it anymore. All I still have it. Big honking thing, though.
It's not that big. Wasn't it an onyx thing? Like
it was. It was like set in, but it was just a big, just sort of a biggish ring. I don't know. I just, I got over it.
A new study found that the roads are way more jammed in the mornings during the school year, and it's because of parents taking their kids to school.
Mm.
It's a trip. People won't let their kids walk or ride their bikes to school anymore.
I let my kids walk and ride their bikes.
You what?
Well, we live right close to the school.
What are you asking for them to be taken?
Yes, please. Take
No, I think that's what's going on, though, is that parents feel like they must be afraid.
Depending on where you live, though, I mean, if there's a bunch of other kids and they kind of walk to school together, but if it's a couple miles.
In my neighborhood, the high school has a pickup line of 100 cars.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I grew up with buses. Like, every, you know, I guess I never see school buses out here. Like, I'm sure there are districts where the kids get picked up at a regular bus stop, but I had to walk to the bus stop. Get on the bus, do the whole route, pick up all the other kids. Mm-hmm. And it was it just was the way it was. I only lived maybe 3 miles from the school. I could have ridden a bike, I guess.
I loved getting set free. Loved it.
Yeah.
My mom wouldn't do it, though.
Did you ever get it? So you got driven to school every day?
I took the bus sometimes. Sure, there was a bus. But I also, by the time I was in, I want to say, fourth or my mom had to work at my school, so she was coming to my school anyway. She needed to be around.
She might as well just drive you in.
Why is that?
She liked it.
She's not the best kid.
No, I was a very good kid, actually. Mm-hmm. I had great grades, mm-hmm. very smart.
Mm.
But it was good that she was there.
Mm.
They said, "Well, if little Vinny's going to be at school, mom,
and in the office all the time."
None of that is true, you guys. Anyway,
we believe you.
1 in 4 cars in the morning is a parent taking their kid to school.
Yeah.
So this summer, there's your upside.
I know. It is nice. You can definitely tell when school's back in.
Morning rush hour accidents drop 43% when kids are out of school.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, just think of the impatient person who's trying to get their kid, like, get ready, get your shoes on, we gotta go, you're gonna be late for school again. So they're all aggro.
You know what's trippy is when you watch the repetition that goes on in a house between a parent and a child. I'm watching it between the missus and my kid.
Oh, it's incredible.
Every single night, it's the same conversation. And I sit there and I just go, how do you people not know we're just groundhogging every day? It's the same story.
What is the beef?
Go up, take your clothes off, get ready for your shower. I'll be up there in 2 minutes. Can't you come now? I hate when you wait. I wait because every time I get up there, I end up waiting up there for you to get your clothes off and get ready to get in the shower. I would rather wait. And it's the same squirming around on the ground. I don't want to go up there without you. God, you take too long.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy I did not have to be part of those nightly transactions. I swear to God, I'm getting mad just listening to that. And I was just, I had to go to bed at 7:30. So I had my, poor John. God, what a good dad he was.
Those kids, they're good kids, and it's all his fault. I had nothing to do with that.
Well, that's nice of you to credit him. Yeah, that conversation.
I swear to God, someone started screaming on the ground, I would be like, I'm leaving. I have to go. I walked out of stores. I'm like, oh my God, whose kid is that? Get out of here real quick. Mom, don't leave me! I'm like, don't act like that then.
Yeah, it's
the worst mother. Just the worst. Power mom, though. Power mom.
You are the biggest power mom in the Bay Area.
That's what they say.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I thought you had to leave early today.
Oh, yeah. Don't you have to go?
Yeah. In a second. Okay. I'm just loading up some podcasts.
Big day today.
Yeah, big special something, something.
We don't know what's happening.
We'll find out on some other day.
It's not that big, guys. I'm just, you know,
really?
Got a personal thing I got to
do. Oh, really? Personal thing?
A personal thing. Well, you know, you going to go pick up trash today?
Guys, get off me.
No.
If they were regular Oreos, I wouldn't have had 12 of them. Sure, Sarah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. That's true. I had to eat all the houses of all the different houses of Westeros.
You had 12 of those Oreos?
I have no idea. I probably had 50. Who knows how many I had? Are there even any left? I horked them.
There's a few.
Horked them.
Let's see. Only one row left? Oh, half a row.
Yeah, I had a lot of them. At least 10. Oreos.
10 Oreos so for breakfast.
So crispy.
925 says, I ran my first marathon when I turned 40. I'm 54 now. Honolulu Marathon is great. No time limit. They let everyone finish. Only humiliating thing, a guy in a full RoboCop costume beat me to the finish line and stopped to take photos with people along the way. Well, look, there's a lot of weird stuff. I have a friend who runs marathons. He runs them. Mm-hmm. It's his thing.
That's what he does. CanePerformance.com.
No, that's not the guy I'm talking about. But good plug. CanePerformance.com. You're right. They'll train you right up and get you to run a marathon. No, it was just a picture of him running a marathon, and in the picture were a bunch of people who didn't look nearly as committed as he appears to be, but they were in the same time frame, like they were in the same photo. I just thought, wow, there it is. You can wear all the gear and say all the stuff and still not be as fast as the guy next to you, right, or a girl next to you, right, or whatever. Yep. Trip.
Yep.
So RoboCop might beat you.
Oh my
You're
God,
right.
It's so funny. Even though we stopped to take pictures all along the way. Well, it takes a long time for everyone to get running, though, too, doesn't it?
I wouldn't be able to comment on that. I've never done a marathon.
Do they let the people who are most likely, who like are highest seeded, go first so that they have less chafe
in the way?
Yeah, the
elites usually go first.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Because it does seem like you watch the start of one of those races, it's like there's 1,000 people who need to get going.
Is it frowned upon when obviously it's a marathon you're supposed to run? Is it frowned upon if you just walk a marathon?
I would think that it's frowned upon, but I think you can do it. I think it takes, think about how long that takes.
Forever. That's too long.
Walking a marathon, walking is probably a 20-minute mile. So do the math there, Sarah.
Well, that's 3 miles an hour. So it's like 8 hours. I don't know.
Oh, God. What about power walking?
There you go. 8 hours. So
what is it? 26?
26.2.
So if you actually walked it in 20-minute miles, I guess you could go a little bit faster, right? Go like 4 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Take you 5 or 6 hours.
When I ran, I did a breast cancer run on behalf of my friend who was going through that at the time in Portland, Oregon. They shut the town down and you run through the streets and it's not as hilly as here. And I was at the front of the race and took pictures of the course and then back at all the people so that she could see what, and that was pretty neat, but I think that was a 10K. So I could be at the front for that because I don't think anyone's going to win a prize money.
Right.
When prize money's up, people are
pretty, they jostle for position.
Yeah.
They would jockey for position.
They wouldn't have let the nonsense happen at the front of the line like that.
Stop taking pictures and run.
Hey, I'll do the rest of the text on the other side of these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.